Maisa happened the same derech of last week. Maisa happened, a person, an elderly person, he always looking, even if he's a well-to-do person, but he's always looking for bargains. So he goes to a certain place, he always goes to buy an exclusive store that sells expensive things, and he always goes and knocks down prices. He wants to charge $600, he wants to pay $550. So the Maicha asked him once, a person like you, what do you do such a thing? You're a well-to-do person, what do you, for $50, it's in pots for you. So he says, when I knock down the price, I feel good. When I bought to buy something, it makes me feel good. This is the way I live my whole life. This is the way I want to do it. So Nara Maicha comes and asks, if this person comes to the store, can I always hike the price? There's no, I don't have written down on the price. I know he's going to knock me down $50. If the price is real, I want $600. I'll say $650. Can I charge him a higher price? Because I know he's going to bargain down, and then I'll give him the regular price. Can I do such a, he asked, can I do such a thing? What's the Shiloh? There's two Shilohs. First, this is Sheker. Since he's Mischaven to sell him, he wants to sell him at the cheaper price. But now he's telling him it's $650, and really $600. Can you do such a thing? The second Shiloh is the Issa Gnev Zas. Because this person thinks, the person who buys, he thinks, I was able to knock down the price. You know, I handled with him, and I bought what I wanted to buy, handled the price. And my sir, the mice is, he didn't handle on price, he was, the real price is 600, he just didn't know, he figured 650. He sold him the real price. So we didn't get a bargain over here. So the question is if it's mutter to do this thing or not. So there's a Shalor Kaddish, interesting Shalor Kaddish. And what is the Gemara? The Gemara brings down a mice, in Yavamah, that's I'm giving him a lot. The Shalor Kaddish is in Chelik, is in Chelik base, H.I.N. Zainu, at least in mine. Mardik Shalor Kaddish, it says like this. The Gemara in Yavamah brings down a Maisa. Gemara in Yavamah brings down a Maisa, and that's I'm giving him an Aleph. Rav, he had a wife that always chepped with him. It's Matthias' wife. So, when he used to ask his wife, I want you to make me talfuchi. What's talfuchi? Lentils. I want you to make lentils for me. So she made him kidneys. When he asked for kidneys, he made her lentils all the way around. So, when Rav Chia's son became older. So he used to make order. And when he asked for lentils, he got lentils. He asked for a tafuche, he wanted kidney, he got kidneys. So this is what happened to your mother. Your mother all of a sudden became better. You know, I asked something, she came to me. So he says, no, I used to lie. I used to say, I know if she always made the opposite. So I asked for kidneys, lentils. So I asked always the opposite and he got what I wanted. So, interesting, I used to change it around. So the Gemara says, Omalai, Tiny Daminshi, the Nafik Nafik, Tiny Nafik. Children will come out from you, sometimes educate you. This is what I should have done all this. Why I didn't think of myself, I don't know. But he says, I learned from my son, what I should do. But he says, no, but you can do it, he says. Abba Savrachi, Shanema, Limnu, Shanu Sheka. Because I'm teaching you a Sheka. You're going to start lying always to your mother, and training it's not good chinuch. So, fake the Shalor Kaddish. Yes. Why is the Gemara being on Pasik from Limna Lashenim Sheker? Why is it Pasik in the Torah? Pashas Vayikra, Pashas Kedashim. It says, Lois Vashakri, you shouldn't lie. And the son was constantly lying to the mother. The mother says he wants kidneys, he has, whatever he has, sit down, so his father should get the right thing. So, hey, he's lying. So he says, the Shalor Kaddish says a big Yisrael. And big Yisrael, he says, in Hechel Sheker, and you saw it in Chinuch. He says like this. He says, the Rav said, my son taught me in Eitza, if I'm a vakish something that I want, and only by saying the opposite, I get what I want, that's not Sheker. It's not Sheker. That's what I really wanted. So that's why I didn't mind the process from like the Shako. Because if that's the way to get to the Emes, it's only through this, then the din is, that's not to the Sheker. But he says, but for you, even though you're Mechavim for Emes, but I'm teaching you Sheker, so Tchinach, I can't train you to say Sheker. And that's not permitted. So you see from the Gemara, from the Shalak Kaddish, the way it runs from the Gemara, that if the Tachlis is geared to the Emes, that's not to the Sheker. So maybe in our case over here, he always came and he wanted to buy. I don't want to give him a cheap price. He can't say knocking me down. He jays me out cup until I go down a price. So in the beginning, I give him a higher price because I know he's going to bother me. So I give him a high price to start with. There's no issue of Sheker. There's no issue of Gnev's Das. There's no issue of Sheker. Let me finish. However, the price can speak out. In a place where derech is a mischa, much like in Etzol, you go into a store, you go into a place you want to buy linen, you go into a store, the derech is always to bargain. Certain places, certain communities, and certain places, maybe I don't know in Burpak, but certain Jewish places, derech is always kind to handle. People live on handling. So you go to a place that normally you handle, if the derech is always to do like that, it's a foolish Mishnah, you're allowed to make the price higher. Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Masechtas Nedarim, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, beginning of third parak. The Gemara says, What's the Nidrei Zizim? So, someone says, I promise you, this is the price. This is what I pay for. This is the price, whatever it is. So, Nidrei Zizim says, Kainem Shani Paiches L'chol Me'Sela. I'm making another, I'm not giving you less than a Sela. Sela is 4 dinarim. And the other says, Kainem, I promise you, I make a nether, then I'm not Meisav al Shekel. I'm not giving more than 2 denarim. So Gemara says, Shneim Reisim Shoshinon. They both agree to Shoshinon. So the Ram speaks out, Shekama Meicha Yedaita Yel Shoisha. In the beginning, the beginning was 4, because he knew he's going to, at the end of the vote, he's going to pay 3. And also, Miskama Zazoy, Ki Kein Daka Shel Meicha, Lekech, Lemikri Dvorim Shebeleif. So you see such a thing, if that's the Minig HaMokim like that, for sure it's okay. Just our Shaila wasn't Minig HaMokim. If this person had the special, always to knock down the price, then it's okay. Then in such a case, the Shalosh does not see Shaila. There's no Gnevus Das, because the Lekeach, because at the end, the Lekeach was Mutzah with the price. The same thing speaks out to Pischei Choshen. His Choshen speaks out in Hechasina, in Perek Tezvav, Isif Kon Chavez, that the Meichen knows this Lekeach. He's always constantly to stay on this Mecca. This is the price, and he always constantly tries to knock him down. He's allowed to make the price high to start off with, and then give him the proper price where he feels this price should be. And there's no Gnevus Das, and there's no Sheker. However, let me just finish. However, in the Sefer Titan Emes Yaakov, believe it or not, there are 6 Sefer like this called Titan Emes Yaakov. So all the halacha is a Sheker and Emes. So in Sefer Titan Emes Yaakov says, however, he says,
it's only one volume.
Huh?
It's only one volume.
All right. So he said like this, that a store that advertises, and it's made with advertisers, it lies. It's Matan Abiris, he says. Marshall, they mafas some things, they put a price on the window, everything in the store, 80% down. You ever see it to the store? So it's constantly all the way to go. But the idea is to get you to walk in the store. Once in the store, you where's the 80%? These 2 things. But everything else, you know, they're trying to get you to buy something which is not, the price is off. They don't give 80%, it says 80% off. They say, no, that's 80%, but that things are only 20% off, or something like that. That is to the Sheker, that you're not allowed to. And also another thing, which stores do, he says. Sometimes, you buy in the store, So they have on the sales aisle, let's say, suit. So they, what they do in the beginning, when suit comes into the store, they put the old price is $300, and the sale price is $250. But there was no old price at all. But that's the derech they do. They write on the sales thing that the price was high, but it was never $300. It was $250 start off, but they want to make the person feel good. I bought on sale. You know, your wife comes home and he says, I bought on sale. They don't know that this is Mishagasim. So, may have said such a thing. That's Sheker, and you're not allowed to, it's a Sheker, you can't come to the store. And that's Emerson Gnevis Das. There is an interesting story. There's one more thing, I'll take a question. There's an interesting story of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld was a Rav Yerushalayim. In olden times, like today, everyone gets married, you have a shas. In those times, people didn't get shasim. So, he needed a Mesechta Erevin. He needed a Mesechta Erevin. Where he's afraid that he goes into the store, and he asks the Mesechta Erevin, it's a hard Mesechta to get, because not so many people learn Mesechta Erevin, that they'll hike up the price. He needs Erevin, he can't go every store. You want to go to Bomitzia, so any bookstore you go, you'll find a Bomitzia. But in those times, if they gave him a Mesechta Erevin, there weren't so many kainim, so there weren't so many printers to start off with. So, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld is afraid if he goes into the store, they'll double the price. So what did he do? He went into the store, and he did a chum, he says, do you have any chance, he walked in the bookstore in Yerushalayim, he says, by any chance, you have Mesechta Brachas. So, well, you come and use the Gemara, Brachas. So the person says, listen, I ran out of Mesechta Brachas, but I have a Mesechta Erevin, which is not going. If you want, I'll give you a cheap price. So he bought it. That's how he got his borders in Sechta Erevin. So again, to do Ibe Sheker, that's not permissible. Okay. Why isn't it Gnevis Das? Because at the end result, the person got what he wanted. He was mutzah with the price.
Yeah. The
das was wrong. I mean, so the whole thing is how das came. We know this person is coming in, this is the way he acts. So this is the way the derech mischa. Once it's derech mischa, there's no graves das then.
Now, in Eretz Israel, what happens if a
didn't pay for it? Huh? No, as long as it's not enough. It depends. Then you go to Hilchos Einoh. Is it more than 1/6 than the original price or not? If it's less than 1/6, then it's okay. Depends on going to Hilchos Einoh then. But it's very hard to say such a thing. There is an Aruch HaShulchan that says that Bezman Hazer is very hard to say I know it today. Because today, you want to buy a refrigerator, let's say. You go into five different stores, you get a price, $500, $550, $600, $650. I know it's only with the highest price in the market, then 1/6 above it. So it's very hard to say I know it today. Alright. Next story. Yeah.
When you gave the example of the suit,
yeah,
there's what's called manufacturer suggested price.
Yeah,
most stores when they buy stuff, yeah, especially suit stores, they promise that they're not going to go over the suggested price.
Yeah,
the suggested price nobody pays. They can go under, they can't go over.
Yeah.
So when you say that they said that the original price was $300, whatever it is,
has to be honest. It's dishonest.
No, I'm saying
it has to be honest. It can't be dishonest.
But I'm telling you that the manufacturer suggests...
That's the old price? That means old
that's
price?
That's the old price. That's the original price.
I don't know. Okay, next story. Interesting story. A Yid went Thursday into a fish store. You hear? Interesting story. Fish story. Someone went into a store, fish store, and wanted to buy fish lacuna chabas. He wanted to buy carp. Carp is not expensive fish. Went to buy carp. The person who works behind the counter, a worker behind the counter, says, it wasn't the owner, it says, we ran out of carp, there's no carp left, but we have salmon. We have a real expensive, a lot more expensive than carp. We have salmon, expensive fish. That's the only thing we have left. So you decide, listen, even though I'm not budget for that, I'm a meister. Since it's a covered Shabbos, so I'll buy this expensive salmon. And you made a cheshvin. Besides, the Gemara says it. So Shabbos doesn't come in cheshvin, and the Baal Shem will give it back. No, very good. El Chayid pays more. Very nice story. However, the fish, the person, the worker by his son, when he bought a whole fish, a whole salmon, he cut opens the belly, and out comes, he finds a golden chain worth thousands of dollars. You hear? It's worth thousands of dollars. This gold chain. So the person who bought the fish says, ah, you see the Baruch Hashem paid me back so fast already. I bought the fish, now that's thousands of dollars. So now he paid a toll for this Shabbos, he paid a toll for Shabbos to come. Many Shabbos. Now he paid for the Shabbos to come, he paid also for the chalas, for the basa, for the meat, the chicken, whatever I bought. Great. So the person who's caught in the fish says, hey, wait a second, he says. He said, wait a second. You know, he told him, how happy he is, you know, the one who bought it. He says, wait a second. Who says the chain belongs to you? I found the chain, it's mine. And they're going to fight over there. In the meantime, the store owner sees his reputation in that, and he says, he hears what's going on. He says, what do you mean? The chain, that's my fish, my store. None of you get it, I get the chain. Now, who gets it? Everyone says, Kula Shali. Yup, like Mishim Bavitzir, Kula Shali. Huh? We'll see in a second. So what is the... So the Kayach says, listen, when you weigh the fish, and you started working on the fish, if I would have backed out, you wouldn't let me. Because he started to cut open the belly. He started cutting the fish up. And I said, back up. I decided I want to buy sim. It's too expensive. I can't back out. So why shouldn't the fish be mine? The pearl says, there's a mission in Bar Mitzvah. Mishnah says, Hamitzias Pearl Atzmar. I'm a worker here. I found it. You didn't find it. It belongs to me. The store says, Tainis, I sold the fish. The other says, I sold your fish. I didn't sell your chain. I sold your fish, that chain. And the whole fish belongs to me. So Mela, chain belongs to me. So what's the din?
Did he pay for the fish?
Huh?
Did he pay for the fish? Before?
Not yet. You pay at the end. You go to the count. That's when you pay.
So he wasn't really counting.
So we're going to talk about it. That's part of the Shiloh, okay?
If he would have taken the fish home and found the chain there, would there still be a shiloh?
Huh?
If the man
we'll get to it. Be a little patient. Be a little patient. Let me... Okay? What?
Yeah. You're paying a portion of weight. They weigh it up, and then he cuts it up.
So what? But you didn't pay for it. He pays. You didn't pay for it. It's not yours yet. All right. So on the Maisa, you're right. The person who bought the fish, he's not shaykhus to the shayla. He has no shaykhus to the shayla. Why? He didn't make any king on the fish. He didn't buy it. He didn't pick it. Even if he paid for it. Maisa is not kaina. You have to be able to pick it. You have to be zaykh. You have to pick it up. Kinyan above, kinyan mishicha. He has kinyan. There's no kinyan on it. And he says, that the time is that I couldn't change my mind once you cut up your fish and so on. That's a different reason you can't change your mind. Because it says in Chashim Mishpat, in Simon Shimla Magimel Sifchas, Amar L'Omen, Asli Dor Poyne V'Echena. He tells the woman, do this for me, V'Echena Mincha. Do this for me, make me a chair, build me a sofa, do something for me. And I'll buy it. V'Asli Omen, the woman made it, V'Akach, and he writes to him, V'Akachtai, if he changes his mind, V'Dor Shim V'Echena Miyad Yassi, it'll be after the person who made it, that then it's Chayev. It's Chayev. And the girl speaks out in Sifkan Mem Alev, and Sandy speaks out in the Sivas over there in Sifkan Vav, the reason why Chayev, Azdina Nagami. So Mela, the person who bought the fish, is no Shiloh. No, yes, it's not Shiloh. So he's out of the picture. So who's the one in the picture? Either the person who works behind the counter, or the one who owns the store. Who owns it? It's taller in a machlokes apaiskim. Just like a machlokes here, each one says differently, so machlokes apaiskim. But they knew what they were talking about. They had riots. Okay? Okay? Your Amor says, in Simon Meshlam Abay Sif Yuches. Mighty Gramor. Ramor says like this. Ramor says, like this. In Kana Domashu Bechazre Chesus Bedil. I buy something, it's really a grosa shri. But, let's say I buy something, I think it's tin. The chesk of a deal, that's tin. It's not gold, not silver. And I buy something from somebody else, and it's tin. And then afterwards, and I sell it to somebody else, and after they found out that this is not tin. This is either, this is gold plated. The tin is plated, but under it it's full of gold. It's gold. So the Ramah says, the one who buys the Zekesh, the person who bought it as tin also. He didn't buy it as gold. So he didn't know about it. That is the one who buys it belongs to his. So Kivege, there inside of Shulchan Aruch, and also Pesachuma, and Sifkon Ches brings down Lavush. They both quote this Lavush. That's loved after that it was metal. Under his covered silver and gold. What in the whole thing is gold? First is Amor, says not about gold and silver. It looks like a regular piece of a coin. Can I tell a coin if it's gold or silver or it's copper? You don't know. So he thought it's just a tin. So the Pesachim speaks out, even if the whole thing is, it's just, I don't know about it, even if it's cool as off, cool as kesef, also the coin is not zaycha. So comes our coin to this, who is zaycha in this? The Ivan, the one who works. The one who works. Because when a person bought a fish, he didn't know it was inside a gold chain. They bought it as a regular fish. So Mela, the Baal Chumash doesn't own it all. Only the one who finds it, he's the one that keeps it. However, the Nesiva says a different Svara to Amor. What's the Svara Amor? Nesiva's organization on basis of Kamchez says, the Amor is only talking in a case where it's not there to know at all. That's silver. It's simple, you'll never find out. You never find out silver or gold. So it's like avudim imenu, and we call adam. So it's like hefka. But let's say, if it's something that you could find it, let's say, for instance, you buy a blanket. You buy a blanket, you buy a bed. And in the bed you find stuffed in $10,000 in there. So, so then it's also, no one will find it. However, it's a case, let's say I buy a towel. And in the towel is wrapped over there, money, or gold and silver. And the towel, I'm eventually going to open up the towel, or blanket, something I eventually open up, and I'm going to see it, then the Nesiva says the one who bought it is reichen it. And the Chashulchan is Maisif. And Sifkan Chafes, he says, however, if let's say it's sewn in a baguette and you can't see it, then even according to Sivas, you're not kind of. Why? Because it could be you'll never find out, like in a mattress. You never find out it'll be there. So it comes out according to him, a fish. You buy a fish, the derech is to open the fish. You have to fillet it, you have to cut it, open the stomach, and clean out the kishkes and so on. So they found this gold chain. Then the dinner is the one according to that. Then the one who bought it, the one who owns the fish, the meicher, the store owner, belongs to him. So Chayitz Tare, in this machlokes, Lavush, Kvega, the Pitzchula, with the Nesivis. Chayitz Tare, not machlokes. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says a Chiddush. The Aruch HaShulchan, Sifkan Chavtes says, when he brings down the Lavush, he brings down his own, doesn't mean on Kvega Pitzchula, just brings on the Lavush, and he brings down the Nesivis. He doesn't mean chlekes. He quotes them together. He learns even the Rosh is Maida in this Tinesivis. That if it's a shaykh to find out, then if it's shaykh never to find out, then it's not the Meicha. But if a find she find out, then it's the Meicha. So according to him, everyone that belongs to the Meicha, not to Ovid. However, that's how the Aruch HaShulchan learns. However, but Pashas the Divigainim. The Vigainim Kavov, Sarsif Katnamen, he brings down, this is as a machlokes, Lavush and the Sivis. And that's how many places can learn not like the Aruch HaShulchan. They learn to machlokes, Lavush and the Sivis. So Mela, Ladina, the person who finds it, the Ivid, the one who works, can say, Kimli, I hold like the Vigainim, I hold like the, not like the Aruch HaShulchan. And Mela, the Dalach HaLamaisa is, the one who finds, the worker who works in the store, he keeps the golden chain. Because he's the Mosek.
Even if the buyer had actually made a kinyan,
the buyer?
Yeah, he actually made a kinyan.
Yeah.
Out of his house.
Yeah.
But that would eliminate the worker, but it still would be a child that he might have to give it back.
Right, yeah, yeah.
All he does is
eliminate it. Right, yeah.
Why isn't there a shush of the store owner, Kayla, for the
huh? This is the Mishnah. I don't go into this. The Mishnah is maybe the store owner has to pay the guy who bought it from also. You buy it from a guy, you buy it from a yid. We're not going to that now. All right, next Shaila. So on. We all know, remember, probably maybe we forgot already, there was such a thing called the swine flu. In Toshinayim, last year, at the beginning of winter, it was broke out a Mexican flu. People called the swine flu. It came from Chazerim. It started in Mexico, and it started spreading out in the whole world. Do any of you remember the story? It's only a year and a half ago. So anyway, there's a whole ball in the world. They're afraid that some people died from the swine flu. So, and because people are flying by airplanes and diseases do travel. So anyway, that's what happened. A person at the show decided to take acacias, want to give his wife a day off for all the kids, that's five small kids. He decided he's going north of the show, taking his kids away for a day. His wife should have a free day from the kids. So they went up to the north, he traveled, and he had a good time over there. On his way back, he waits for the bus to take him back to Yerushalayim. It's a couple of hour trip. And every seat is taken. And he's there with five small kids, probably starting to be cranky by now a little bit. And he's got no seats for him. He's going to travel 3 hours to Yerushalayim. He's not getting seats. So he thinks of an idea. I'm going to get a seat for my children. Think of an idea. Takes out his cell phone. He calls the Mexican guy, he's calling his wife. And he says, Chana, how's everything? We had a good time and so on. He says, by the way, I forgot to tell you, I took the swine flu test, and the doctor says it looks there's a problem with it. It looks like I might have swine flu. This he says on the cell phone, half the bus hears the phone call. Yeah? Yeah? So, 1 second, I'm not finished with the story yet. So, it comes to the next stop, half of the bus empties out. So yeah, it's mamish, ravach, and the kids can't even sleep on the seat, you know. Half of us empties out, and he gets his, and he ends up the phone call, he says, we have to sponsor the Baruch Shem V'Achei Shemayim. No, people on the bus who hear, in that show, they say you need one radio per block, you know, don't talk slow over there. So everyone heard the phone call, they got off, they're afraid to catch the disease. So they all got off the bus, and he has a half bus over here. He has trip back to, he had a seat, he had Baruch Ravkus, came back home, he started thinking, did I do something wrong? Maybe I did something wrong over here. I caused the hesed, the people got off the bus, they probably have to pay another fare to get to go to continue their trip. Or he could say, no, I didn't tell them anything. Who tells you this is my phone call? It's a private phone call. Who tells you to listen? You listen to a phone call, it's your loss. You shouldn't have listened. Or maybe it's even Grumman Zucker. It's all good. I only spoke on the phone. You got off? That's Grumman Zucker. Put them in the Adam, Chayv Din Shemayim. So what would you say? Chayv or Pata? Huh? So Pashtus, he's required to pay. Because since he forced them to get off the bus. Their shmat is not shesheichem, they got off. And the right to this is, there's a mechada in Chashem Mishpat Sim Reishlan Beisiv Chafav. The mechada says, HaMaykhe L'chadei Adov V'shesh Boi Mum. I saw someone has a mum. About Lekeach, Haylech Haysay L'mah complaining, and Lekeach takes this thing with the mum, not knowing there's a mum, and he brings it to the safe, he buys it in Chicago, and he brings it to New York. And he realizes there's a mum there when he gets to New York. So now the Maykh has to go, the Lekech has to go and schlep it back to Chicago. Bring it back. And it costs a choice. So then it's, Chai Ba Maykh HaShayim is called choice. We have to pay all that choice. That's a Mechaba. And same thing, it's a Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezra, and Semenon Tziv Gimel. Let's say someone got engaged. And they made tonight, they made a party. And then one guy breaks up the shidduch, the other side breaks up the shidduch. So who pays for the boy's side broke the shidduch, the girls made a vort, a nice vort, they spent hundreds of dollars for a nice vort, they went to the hall, and they had food, and music, whatever it is. And then the chasim begs the shidduch. So the din is the mechaber says he's mechuyev to pay also besides the busha. We're not talking about besides all the expenses. Today the shidduch will be plane tickets. Sometimes you make plane tickets to beg the shidduch. You can't do anything with the plane tickets. So a guy, as a person who begs the shidduch, is mechuyev to pay for everything. So also, same thing also, he caused them all to get off the bus. So chayish b'chayev to pay. So this shayla was this to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky paskin, he's not mechuyev to pay. He's not mechuyev to pay. Why? Because the people here, it's a pelvic thing, but this is what he said. This should be done with kashrus. The person made the phone call should done with kashrus. How would someone has this avra? If he has swine flu, or chash swine, why did he go on a bus? Get everything, everyone should get sick because of him. And get everyone sick. They should have gone and asked him if it's really true, the story. You know? Huh? They should have asked him. And nothing, and even if he told them that he might have the swine flu, they shouldn't have got off the bus. They should have got to go to the driver and tell the driver, take him off, or at least stop the bus, get everyone out of the bus, and start checking into it to see if it's true or not true. So it matter. And then they went to loss. At the end of the day, the father with the five kids, he's dead of loss. They would have been stuck in somewhere, in some stop. But on my side, that's what should happen. However, but let me ask you, but Reb Chaim Kanevsky says further, even though they can't charge him money and put them from paying, but still the Ivan Issachama worse than Gezel. That's I know it's the wrong. Why? Because he's mischavit the Mitzahar of people. The man got off the bus to wait to the next bus. He's the Mitzahar of the Yidin. And the Gemara says in Balmetzia, that's the Ches and the Beis, Abba Abyechem Mishum Shema Achai. Godel, I know it's the wrong, I know it's Mamem. A nice one is worse than a nice one. Why? Shazen Emma, Yerisim Akecha. This is by a nice one that says, Yerisim Akecha. The Zelen Emma, and by nice, Mama doesn't say that. The Blazaima, Zabigufa, Zabimaminai. The Shura Shmura Chenama, Zanita Shavan. Mama, money you can pay back. Zelanita Shavan. So Mela, he asked Mechila from all the people that got off on the bus. How he's going to do that, I don't know. It's Mechilt here. Put maybe a note in the newspaper, whatever it is, there's asking mechila from the people. Another story. Someone.
Why is that not different than the plane, the story with the plane from last week?
Huh?
Why didn't they have to get the people that got off the plane?
They probably had to. Okay. They're all going, probably all going, probably over there. They was in Europe, all going. Here was all Yidden. Okay.
You lied that it's all good?
Huh? When the plane?
Rabbi Zichar going.
Hi. Interesting story. This only can happen in Israel. Interesting story. Someone, a woman had to give birth. She came to the hospital without her husband. After she gave birth, the doctor says, Mazel Tov, it's a girl. She broke out crying. So the doctor, what's going on with her? You should be happy. What are you crying for? She said, I have six girls already. This is the seventh one. And my husband sent me to the hospital, and he says, go to the hospital. If you have a girl, stay there with her. So boy, call me and I'll come to the hospital. Don't come home. It's a girl, don't come home. Yes? It's a true story.
Okay.
Glad it happened in Chicago also. I had once a Shaila. What to do? A person had his fourth girl. And he starts screaming at his wife. Huh? Okay. Right, it's a story by itself. We don't have time for that. Okay. So the doctor saw already what's going on over here. So he decided, he tells the woman, let me handle it. I'll take care of it. Don't get me at the soul. The doctor says, let me handle it. The doctor says, hey, what's your husband's number? Gave him his number, he calls her husband, and he says, you had Mazel Tov, you had a baby boy. You had a baby boy. But his mic said, he told him, but come to the hospital immediately, I gotta speak to you. You have to come, it's an emergency, come straight to the hospital. No. Gets all nervous, comes to the fastest possible, comes to the hospital, and the doctor has, it says, don't go to your wife, you come straight to me. When you get to the hospital, come straight to my office. I'll be waiting for you. Come straight to the office. He sits him down. He gives him a glass of water. Here, have a drink. And he says, you should know, you had a baby boy, but there's a lot of serious problems here with this baby. First, as you know, his legs aren't equal. One leg is shorter than the other one. But that's a small problem. Says, there are many problems with him. He has problems with different problems. A lot of things are a problem. And plus he has a heart problem, and he has to go to surgery in a few minutes. But we're waiting to get the surgery team. We have to do a heart surgery on him. And he has common illnesses. We don't know if he's going to make it at all. That's what he tells him. So the father, after he hears this, he breaks out crying, and he says, it's all my fault, he says. I was mitzvah my wife, and I was bite with Tzidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave me 6 beautiful girls, and I was kind for Tzidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what would be so bad if I had a 7th girl? I thought she's healthy. So the doctor tells the father, he says, you have to do tshuva. You're doing wrong. Because you're kind for Tzidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Baruch Hashem, you weren't punished. Mazel tov, you had a baby girl, a healthy baby girl. Yeah? So the doctor, 1 second, not finished yet. So the father thanked the doctor for opening his eyes to see Tzidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he thanked the Baruch Hashem he did to him. Now the doctor comes and asks the Shaila, did I do the right thing? I was inside another yid. These few minutes, I put him through this, put him through the grill, through this Gehenna, whatever it is, for a few minutes. Is it, did I do the right thing? I was Messiah. So Chaya, Vaisa from the Gemara, and Bambasa, you did something wrong. What's the Gemara? Gemara and Bambasa, that's Tazayim, famous Gemara. The Gemara says, it's a Machoik's Gemara, Pina. Pina, Lashem Shemayim is Kavna, or not Lashem Shemayim is Kavna. So go according to Shita says Pina. Pina, you ever Pina? Pina was a Kana had a wife, had 2 wives, Chana Pina. Pina had ten children. Chana didn't have any children. And Pina used to mitzar Chana to Davin to Banisham, Meshem Shemayim is Kav, Davin to Banisham, used to mitzar her. So the Gemara says, That each child, the Chana finally started, had children, each child that Chana had, 2 of Pina's children died. That's the Gemara. She had 4 children, she lost 8 children. When she got pregnant with the 5th child, so Chana is afraid that what it called the tumor, that Pina's last 2 children will die. So Chana is espoused to her by the Shalom, have a Chmara Zahn, don't let 2 children die. She had a 5th child, those 2 children died. So Rav Chaim Shalom says to Kasha, what do you mean? The Shem Shemayim is Kavna. She meant that she should have to a Bani Shalom. So Rav Chaim Shalom says a famous terrorist. Of course the Shem Shemayim, but not yet as Cheshben. To besides somebody else, there's no Hetzah of Shem Shemayim. So Rav Chaim also, you meant the Shem Shemayim by the case over here. You had a boy, and he had this sickness, that sickness, and this it. When you meant the Shem Shemayim, But you would sign another yid. What about if they would sign another yid and see the Einish that Pina had because of that? So why didn't you say here? So Chayish al Benasa. However, the Big Nafkamina. One second. The Big Nafkamina. By Chana. She didn't do it. She was in Shulvik. Never, she didn't have children. It's not her fault. She didn't do anything wrong. Here, it was a place that he did something wrong. He's a Messiah, his wife. That because you had another girl, don't come over to the hospital. So here, Fakir, he did a mitzvah. Here, Fakir, he did a big mitzvah. Because he put him in this place. Like the Gemara says, like, Sayyidina Samisai, Isha Samisai, by Nazvah, Akasa Dava. Kate said, Imhayo Yisu, Imbarim Alav, this is a Lashon of Gemara. In Daphne Chesma, Bezim Amtsia. Imhayo Yisu, Imbarim Alav, Im, Hayachalai, Imbarim Alav, He was speaking against the Bani Shalom. They also, here the father is claiming the title of Bani Shalom. He doesn't want the Bani Shalom giving him. It's another girl, so it's another girl. You have to thank the Baruch Hu gives you. But by Chana Pnina, Chana didn't do anything wrong. The Baruch Hu was Sagas Rachma. So in such a case, there was no hetter for Pnina to Mitzah Chana. So Meira, that's why Pnina was Nenesh. Huh?
Yosef and his brothers.
What?
Yosef and his brothers.
Yosef was Mitzar.
The brothers.
So he got punished for it. You think he got punished for it?
He got punished. Okay. You see that it wasn't right what he did.
Yes.
But here, if I'm still reading correctly, the doctor did correctly.
Doctor did it correctly.
Why is the case with the doctor different than Yosef?
Why?
The brothers did by choice,
yeah.
And this guy also, this father.
He tiny there. Look in the Ramban over there. He says over there that he had big tinies on them. They were eating. They were over on a rice. They were over on. They were over on. Even in a chai. They were over soon. Okay. Not interesting story. Reuven went to shul. He went to Diamond Shul. Goes to shul. Parks his car legally. Parks it. He parks the car legally. He comes to Diamond Shul, parks his car. He comes out after diving. He sees two taxi cabs blocking his car. Right near the shul, there's like a station of the cab drivers. You know the
taxi station
over there. So they're blocking his car. He wants to leave. He wants to go home or go to work, whatever. So he goes to the taxi stand and he goes there and he says, Slicha, I need to take my car out. So the dispatcher says over there, they're busy eating your lunch. When he finishes his lunch, then they'll move their cars. So he has to go to work. What is he supposed to do? So he says, he gets an idea. Takes out his cell phone. And he calls up, I need a taxi. Yeah? I need a taxi. Where do you have to go? In a Rechavia. Different part of Yerushalayim. So, one taxi leaves. Calls again. He says, I need a taxi. It says, Herzliya, different place in Yerushalayim. No? So two car taxis go blocking, two taxis are blocking his car. They leave. He just pulls out. And Baruch Hashem, he can go to work. Very good. Now all of a sudden, you call him Reuven. He had no brother. He has to shine afterwards. I sent these taxis over. Do I have to pay for these taxis? I sent them to Rechavia. I sent them to Sliya to different places. Can I do this? Is it mutar? Did I do anything wrong or not? So pashtus, you mechuyav to pay. Why? The mechavia says in Chayshe Mishpat Shulam Gimel Sifalov. Someone is tzaycha workers, and if the workers start working, and they go to work, and they find it's not, they go, they tell them to go to some place to go there, they don't find anything to do there. So you have to pay them like a pot of bottle. So, here also. He can't get his car out, that's a grown Bahama. You don't pay for that, I blocked your car. So I can't get out. I don't have to pay for that. I'm a grown man. So I'm a mazik. I'm chayv de shemayim. But you came a chayv mamam. However, Allah is not like that. The mechaber says in chayshe mishpat in siman tof yud beis to beis. The mechaber says a lashon like this. Em echad mila kol derech kadem. If someone blocks the road, he fills it full of barrels. V'yesh alavot. You ever go by? Afilo shavu beyadayim pata. He goes and breaks the barrels to get through, then the din is his potter. Zakhtar HaShulchan, over there in Sifkan Dalet, is talking to Eifel, we can't go by only breaking the barrels. But Lutzer, if he blocks the road, but the dirt, he can get around it without breaking any barrels, or can move the barrels without breaking them, then if he breaks it, he'll die in Mechayev. And even, when he's mazik, the other person's chafetzim, you have to mind the hezek, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Prochesim Aleph, and also Mechaber says it in Shin Pei Gimel Siv Beis, that if a shur climbs another shur, one ox goes on another ox, and he wants to be, and he's being mazik to one under it, so then he push away the ox, push off the ox, But if you push up the oxen away, they shouldn't damage him that much. You shouldn't hurt him that much. But now it should be might the hezek. So chaya, in this case, it was mutter for Reuven to be mazmin a taxi to go to another place. So maybe to get his car out. It's no different than the case of Chav of Kadim. However, he has to mind the hezek. He shouldn't say should go to Chavya. Tell him to go like 3-4 blocks away. You know, I need you on whatever it is, a few blocks away, not to make you go to another city. Then in such a case, it was mutter to do it. And also, he should do another thing, he's not saying sheker. He shouldn't say, I'm waiting for you at this in this corner. She's saying her husband that that's not mama sheker. Also, what do you mean Gnevus Das?
He's not going there. He's telling the guy
that. But such a case is mutter. Welcome to Erich, it's okay. He has to get his car out. Alright.
Shouldn't he have called the police?
Huh?
Shouldn't he?
One second. Another mice, it came the same thing. Someone parked his car. You know, people park the car in private drive in their driveway or parking in the garage, and someone parks right in front, so cars can't come in, go out. So someone blocks it off, and they don't know who's the owner of the car. You know, you live in a complex, you don't know. So he's blocking your car, he can't move your car out. So you can't. So the shaila was that the shechinim allowed to do din atzmon and to go out, even if they were by there, go out. They're going to be masik the car, or are they allowed to call a tow truck? Call a tow truck. They should take the car out without being masik. They have to call a tow truck to move it away. But they have to pay for the tow. The people who call the tow truck, they have to pay for the tow truck. So the din is, we mentioned just now from Chaver Chashin Ishbet Simin Tov your days, Sif days. It says even if you're masik the car. If you're dying, there's no issue. That's how you get your car out. You know you can call a tow truck. You're not mechuyev to call a tow truck. Like there's a Taisus. Taisus speaks out there in Baba Kama that you want to, the Chazal will not match. Said you have to do a ticha. You're not mechuyev to do me a ticha, not to be mazik. If it's easier just to go out of the car and be mazik the car and get out. However, what you can do, you can't go slash the tires. You can't go slash the tires. Or to let the air out of the tire, that you can do. But then you can't say it's a mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, because who told him to park there? He asked Anashi, it's his own fault. He parked you like you did. So maybe in such a case, they're allowed to even magic the car to get the car, if it's blocking the driveway, he's allowed to be magic the car to get out of the block driveway.
When you did the taxi cab,
why
was he allowed to call for the second cab?
Huh? He couldn't get his car. He couldn't get his car without two cabs moving.
Oh, both of them had to be moved.
Both of them being moved. Interesting Shiloh. Very interesting Shiloh.
Wait, what about mocking it and it doesn't do you any good?
Huh? If you get a car, yes, I'm saying, doesn't it slash the tires, let the air out, that you can't.
He's still not going to get it. He's still not going
to
get out.
So that's why, to do sons are just because you're angry, you slash his tires, because he's blocking you, let the air out, that you're not allowed to. I might have like this. A Talmud in Yeshiva, you hear this? Interesting story. A Talmud in Yeshiva called him Yankala. The Rebbe tells the parents, he has ants in his pants, he can't sit straight in his class. Constantly running around. And he's disturbing the class. And sometimes sometimes he has to send his child, his yankel, send him home for a few days, so he should, straighten out. But nothing helps. Comes the finally the day, the Rebbe calls in, he calls in the father of Yankala and he tells, I can't continue class like this. There's only one answer. If you want him to continue in the class, you have to send him to a doctor and have to give him Ritalin. You know what Ritalin is? Yeah. Ritalin is something to calm the kid down, to calm the child down. So maybe he won't be active in class and maybe he'll listen also. But he won't be so hyper in the class. So the father says, I don't understand you. He tells the Rebbe. He says, Yanko is at home. He's a model child. Yo, never hear this. My child never does anything. He's the best child in the world. Yeah? My little tzaddik, right. Little tzaddik never does anything. However, Rebbe doesn't accept it. So the father says, Vitamin is expensive. I have to go to the doctor. I have to get prescribed. I don't have the money for that. So the doctor, so the Rebbe says, I don't care. If you have to be mechazal psachim, you have to go for handouts. If you want your uncle back in class, this is the only answer. Less bayah. One second, let me finish. Less bayah. The father agrees to buy the Ritalin. But the father says there's a problem here. When we give Ritalin, someone has to give it to him. Me and my wife, we work hard. We get up 6 o'clock in the morning to go to work. Yanko gets up 7. And he goes to school on his own. Who's going to tell him? Make sure he takes the Ritalin. So Rebbe says, don't worry. Send the Ritalin to school. And I'll make sure he takes it. So the parent says, but you don't want anyone to know about it. Who wants a Shatan Sheshidach? The 20 years down the road, the Shatan Sheshidach. I don't want anyone to take Ritalin. So the Rebbe says, don't worry. I'll send them every day to make me a coffee in the teacher's room. Over there, no one's there usually in the morning. He'll make me a coffee, and I'll make sure he takes the middle in there, and that's it. Good. Everything. After he starts taking the middle in, beautiful. The kid is a model student in class. There's no problem. The class is a quiet class. Everything's great. 2 months go by. Great. He's learning great. The class is great. Everything's beautiful. No. Every day he makes him the coffee. Everything's beautiful. 2 months passes by. The father asks the son, you know how things going in class? He says, great, for the last 2 months. The Rebbe's a model Rebbe. He's great. He's doing everything fine. He has a scheme at the Talmidim. That's a screw of the So, father says, what happened? So he says, you know what? He tells me they make a coffee. So make a coffee. I put them in on his coffee. I put in his coffee, yeah. So, the Rebbe's calm all day. It's a beautiful, beautiful Rebbe. To meet him, how great. Everything works out well. Beautiful story, no?
Yeah.
Not finished yet. Now, the shine is... It's a true story. Ah, very good. So the shayla is now kimichayet the Rebbe for the Ritalin, because it came out the end. The one who needed the Ritalin was not the Talmud, but the Rebbe needed the Ritalin. Rebbe needed the Rebbe needed the Ritalin. The Rebbe understood at the end of the day, the problem is he was my dad, the problem is not the Talmidim, the problem is me. And so he asked the Talmud Mechila, and the Talmud of course was Meichlem. But now the Shaila is, the Rebbe's come asking, do I have to pay for the middle or not? So he asked the Shaila, the Pesach was like this, that if Meikah didn't, the Rebbe has to pay for the middle. Since it's his bar, he's the one that's at fault, that the class is, the Talmidim aren't acting properly, they're acting up in class. Because he constantly loses his temper, he doesn't have self-control. If he has self-control, it would be no problem. The Talmidim would be all great. However, since he already paid for it already, and that his son was the mancha of able to turn into a good student and so on, so maybe for the past, he does. If I can't, the father has Hanok. From the cause of Rebbe took the Ritalin. So in Mela, you don't have to pay, I'm over. Mestama on the Habba, if he needs the rest of the year, he needs Ritalin, Mestama the Rebbe would have to pay on his own from his own pocket. He can't have this class to pay. But if you live, let me finish. It's a little bit Haskell, from this story, on this Maisa. Sometimes very often, that someone says, oh, it's your fault. You stop blaming this, something goes wrong. And you're done with Kas Chayva. The other person was, First, you have to be mizbain k'shoyd atzmecha v'akashem. When you have a problem like a Rebbe in his class, if the student is not doing well, maybe it's the Rebbe's fault. Maybe he's not being kind of the kid properly. Maybe he's not talking nice to them. Maybe he's a tyrant. Maybe he's too overzealous. Whatever it is, you have to know. You have to know. First, when you want to be my anish on the Talmud or on the son or the parents over here in such a case, then you have to be. So sometimes it's the fault of, sometimes the Rebbe needs the refuah and not the son, not the, even a parent. Parents sometimes overacts. It could be a parent has to take medication, not the child. Maybe he's all right, but he's hitting his kids or whatever it is. Maybe he's the one that's our shame, and not the child. So you have to, so a person, first you have to shake yourself, there's only other people. So a person has to be, when he does something unusual like this, to start giving rid of medication and so on, maybe it's not his fault, maybe it's your fault. That's the Leon Haskell. So next week, there won't be a shir. You want a shir the following week? I give the following week, okay? So next week we're off. 2 weeks from today. We'll continue.